I wonder if we thought about these words, especially last week, as everybody was being so concerned, especially with rapture that was supposed to happen yesterday. I know that when I was working at Hoboken University Medical Center, that's my other job that I do full time, but everybody was all crazy about this. You know, they didn't know what to do, and they were all fumbling through the scriptures and all. They were really troubled. They were really concerned about what was going to happen at 6 o'clock yesterday. And believe me, it got dark at 6:15. And I was with my sister, maybe it is true. You know, so we didn't have to get it down. We were concerned about so many things. There's a story about this woman who was listening to the mountain tent of her friends. And as she was listening to her friends, they asked her for some advice on how to be able to overcome their troubles in their lives. And she turned around and said, I will give you some advice. But she said, first, I want you to do something for me. I want you all to take this piece of paper and pen, and I want you to write down on this paper the number one thing that concerns you or worries you, that you always worry about. So everybody took the pen and paper and everything, and she said, now place it in a jar. Now she knew, by the law of probability, that if they all went to pick a piece of paper out of that jar, they would probably get someone else's. So she passed the jar around and asked each of them to pick a piece of paper. So they did. And without a doubt, every one of them wanted their own problems back because they knew what they were dealing with. They knew that that was the concerns that they had in life. It's the problems that sometimes the troubles that we inherit in our lives, but at the same time, it's things that we do not necessarily need to use so much energy to be able to focus in on us. You know who gives us a really good insight into this? It's the famous philosophers of life, the peanut characters. Just love these guys. You know, there's one scene where Linus says to Charlie Brown, he says, you know, Charlie Brown, it really is bad that we worry about what's going to happen today and tomorrow. And Charlie Brown, to his personality and to his disaster attitude, he turned around and said, no, that is good. Because to give in, that means we're giving in to everything. And I don't think that's unfair. We have to worry. He said, I'm worried about that things will get better from yesterday, not mine today or tomorrow. And that's how we usually work in our lives. We worry so much about so many things. And yet here, as we come to celebrate this Eucharist, we hear Jesus inviting his apostles not to worry. This scene takes place, and these words take place, in the midst of the Last Supper that we celebrate on Holy Thursday. And here Jesus tells his disciples that he has to go away from them. He's telling them about the crucifixion. And of course, everybody, all the apostles, get all upset about the whole thing. And, you know, they get very concerned, they get very worried. And then he says these words to them. Do you not have faith? Why are you worried? Don't let your hearts be troubled by this. Things are going to get better if we have faith in God. And if you don't have faith in God, at least believe in the things that I do in front of you, the miracles that I perform, the words that I speak. If you can't do anything, let that lead you to be able to come to believe. And Peter even said during that time, he said, Lord, you know, he said, I will never leave you. I want to go where you go. What did Jesus say? Yeah, right. You know, before the cock crows three times, you could deny me. Even Peter tried, but he still had little faith. And Jesus calls us today to be able to realize in our lives that we do have concerns about life's business, but we must be able to allow him to worry about it and for us to continue with our life. Because worrying and troubling paralyzes us. Has anybody experienced that in life? You know, you worry and you say, I can't find a way out of this. You know, one time I was a pastor at Our Lady of Lourdes in Patterson. And this is the video coup. It's an old Hispanic parish, and I didn't speak one word of Spanish. I don't know how they did this, but it's there. And it was a very poor parish. And one day, the rectory roof started leaking. The school boiler literally almost blew up. There was flames and all, so we had no heat for the kids. And then the church roof started leaking. I needed $30,000 to be able to do this. And I went into this back parking lot that we had at the church. It was above River Street, and usually at the lock of the gates in Patterson at night, you know, to keep things safe. And so I went back there sometimes in my regular prayer hour, Lord, I was in the back. back of the parking lot screaming, "You know, God, I didn't want to be here. I don't speak a word of Spanish. Now I need $30,000. What am I going to do with the kids? What's going to happen?" You know, I was yelling at him. I got too much on my plate right now. I don't know why you have done this to me. You know? And as I'm screaming and I'm yelling at God, top of my lungs, I felt a tap on my shoulder. Now, the gates were locked. It was our local homeless guy, Jose, who came to church. And he said to me, he said, "Father, do you need to speak to somebody?" But yet, it was a sign. It was a sign to be able, well, take it easy a little bit. What happens in the storm of the sea with Jesus in Mark's gospel? And again, they are on the sea in the storm. Remember that sea? It brews up and everything else, and the disciples, and there's Jesus asleep at the stern. And they're waking up Jesus. One of the translations is the best translation I like, personally. Because when he wakes up, the translation says this, that Jesus turned around to his disciples and says, "Get a grip." That's the translation. I love it. It's very North Jersey. Get a grip. And when he says, get a grip of what really matters in life. You know? Here you are, you're worried about this, and here I am, right here with you, and you still are so concerned and so worried. We are the living stones of the church. Christ has called each of us to be able to build up an edifice in his name, and that is built in faith. It's built in being able to allow him to work with us in the daily challenges in our lives, that we don't become paralyzed and get cataracts in our spiritual vision and not seeing him alive in our midst. Last story, I promise. I know stories. there's a story of this one guy who was very concerned, and one morning he got up and he sat at his breakfast table, he's having a cup of coffee, and he's reflecting to himself. He says, "You know, I've got a lot of concerns. You know, the job really stinks. You know, the neighborhood's going down the tubes." He says, "I'm having troubles with my kids." And he says, "You know, I really should start praying, and maybe that will make a difference." And as he said that, he sensed somebody entering the room. And as he turned around, it was Jesus himself. And he was in awe. He was in awe. And Jesus turned around to him and says, "Would you like to go for a walk?" And the guy scratches and says, "This is crazy." So he said, "Yeah, I'll go for a walk." So he went out the front door, and he lived in the country, so they started going down this country road. And as they're going down the country road, the guy started thinking to himself, he said, "Well, here is my opportunity. Jesus has all the answers to all my questions and worries. Here's my opportunity to ask him for his answers." So he turns around and says, "Lord," he says, "I've been going through a lot of problems. I was wondering if you'd be able to, you know, hear my problems and give me answers." And the Lord turned around and said, "Shh." He said, "Do you hear that?" The guy turned around, "I don't hear anything." He said, "Jesus, listen." He's hearing the verse. And as he listened a little more clearly, you know, a little more intently, he heard a babbling brook in the distance. And Jesus turned around and said, "Isn't that wonderful?" And they kept on walking. And as he walked a little further, he said, "I'm going to ask him these questions." He asked about me with these problems. And he said, "Lord, please, could you just answer some of these questions that I have?" He said, "Shh, listen. Do you hear that?" And again, he didn't hear anything at first. But as he listened a little more keenly, he heard children playing in the meadows nearby. And the Lord turned around to him and said, "Isn't that really awesome?" And they continued walking down a little bit more. And again, the guy was trying to get Jesus' attention to answer his questions. And Jesus stops right dead in his track. He bends down. He picks up a pebble from the road. And he looks at this telephone pole that had like a little generator on the top. He takes the pebble, throws it at the generator, and misses it. He bends down again, picks up a pebble, gives it to the guy and says, "You try." And the guy says, "This is crazy." So the guy must have been trying to even be very analytical on how it gets and all, do all the calculations and all. He didn't want to miss it. Jesus did. And he threw the pebble at the generator and just missed it. Just missed it. And the Lord turned around and said, "Good shot." And so he says, "I got to go now." So Jesus starts walking away. The guy is left with him. He didn't answer my questions. And as he walks away, Jesus turns around, looks over his shoulder, and says to the guy, he says,
why are you working so hard? Why do we work so hard? Think about it for a moment. That word work. Work in worry. Worry would mean trouble. Worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, a week from now. Or what happened yesterday, we try to change it with 2020 vision later on. He said, be still. Be still and have faith. He says to us today, do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in me. Have faith in my Father.